One man's story. Here it is in a nutshell. He grew up as, well, in his words, a fat kid. He didn't like himself. One day, he tried to kill himself in order to kill the pain he felt inside. That did not work. But in a way, his attempt did, in that it changed something about him, something about his thinking. Here to tell the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say, is the man himself, Scott Schmarin. Scott, good to have you in the Allstate Showcase studio.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate
being
here.
Well, take us back to the dark part of your life. And you showed me a before picture, that is, what you used to look like.
Mm-hmm.
You were very large.
I was very large.
And you sit now before me as a man who is as fit as can be.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I grew up as the fat kid. You know, people tease me. They call me names. And as those things progressed more, I began to withdraw from the world. And I used the TV and the refrigerator really to develop my social skills and to hide from the world, to bury the pain. You know, I would eat to hide from the loneliness and the emptiness I was feeling trying to find love. And then I would eat more and I'd feel worse and I'd eat more and I got heavier and heavier.
Did parents intervene or did you love yourself to any degree?
Well, what happens is you don't love yourself. You start to feel bad about yourself. And
because you take your cues from how everybody else is treating you.
Yes. And your mind works that way. And at one point, I got to the point, I mean, there's times, I remember when I was a kid being in grade school, in gym class. I remember we used to do the president's program on physical fitness.
Yeah, I remember. Isometric exercises.
Right. We used to do, all kinds of push-ups and sit-ups and pull-ups. There were a lot of ups. And none of them I did very well. But the part I always hated the most is I knew they were going to weigh us on one of the days. And I always knew that I was the heaviest kid. And I dreaded it. And I had a particularly sadistic gym teacher who thought it was much more efficient to weigh us from the lightest to the heaviest kid. And it would be the same thing every year. I get up, I'd be the last one left, and I get the call from the gym teacher, Schmarin and anybody else who's left. And I'd go up there and the kids would laugh.
Oh, my God.
And so I started to withdraw more from the world. And I remember a time when I was 20 years old. I remember going to a New Year's Eve party. And I was excited that somebody actually invited me to a party. And I remember there was 50 people there and sitting down in a rocking chair. And the rocking chair broke.
Oh,
and truthfully, it's a funny scene. I remember in that moment, everybody
it's
froze
pathetic.
In the room.
It's sad.
It is sad. And all I remember is
no
I wanted
empathy.
To find a corner to just hide. And what I did is I remember going back to my apartment that evening and consoling myself with my two best friends at that time, which were a large sausage pizza from a place called Nick's and a frozen Sara Lee cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt miserable. And at one point, I didn't want to live anymore. And fortunately for me, I survived. And that surviving became the turning point in my life. And I realized that there's a lot in me. I realized that I'm an amazing person, and there's a lot of good things in
now,
me.
Now, did you almost have to say that as a mantra, or did you consciously believe that?
Well, I had to learn to believe that, and I started to learn how my mind works, and, why would I lose weight and then gain it right back? But I didn't want to. And it's the same thing for a lot of people trying to make changes in their life, and they just can't seem to get the changes done. They can't seem to do it. And I started working on my mind and how it worked, and I started studying things like hypnosis and neuro-linguistic programming and all different types of meditation.
Scott Schmarin, we're talking about his book. What's the title? Here it is.
It's Stepping Stone to Success.
Experts share strategies for mastering business, life, and relationships. And it seems like, as I was scanning some of this, you are a man all about positive energy these days.
That is my life. I've dedicated my life. My vision right now is to help a million people discover how amazing they really are. And, my belief is that each of us has everything we need inside of us, every skill and every resource to accomplish whatever we want to accomplish. It's just a matter of realizing it and using it.
I have to believe that going through your experience of self-loathing and attempted suicide, that you almost feel that this isn't a complete animating cause in your life right now. That you are exploding with enthusiasm and energy to tell this story, to help others who are feeling as challenged and as down on themselves as you did and less so.
Any opportunity I get to speak, I speak to groups, to companies on change. And I work with really some amazing people. My life and my work is so fulfilling. I've worked with some people, and just to see them make this shift in their thinking and what they believe, and they accomplish some amazing things. They have so many incredible stories.
What is it in a nutshell? How do you help them get on track with the right kind of thinking?
Well, we try to make change at a conscious level. And even neuroscience tells us now that almost 90% of what we do is done at a subconscious level. So we try to make a conscious change to do something different. And for a while, it works. We fight our basic values and beliefs. But somewhere there is a strong value and belief system, and sometimes there are things that don't support us. Like, for example, when I was heavy, I was getting a benefit out of being heavy. However irrational and silly that sounds, it helped me feel loved and safe and protected. And in the past, I would lose weight, and I would feel like I was running around without my clothes on. So it's a process of changing your values and beliefs and what the pictures you see about yourself really deep at the very deepest levels of your subconscious mind.
So the symptom of the problem was the weight, and you had to correct the cause.
Correct. It's a symptom of the problem. Yeah. Right. As most other things. I mean, you know, we think of our world as being logical. Well, logically, no one would ever be overweight or be an alcoholic or a drug addict or smoke a cigarette because they don't make any sense. But they're not logical things. They're emotional things. They're things that are deeply seated inside of us.
Is there a meditation associated with this? Is there a spiritual component?
I have learned a very good skill set. I started studying how the mind works, and I study things like hypnosis and neuro-linguistic programming and all different types of meditation guide imagery, and use those to tap into that subconscious part of your mind to affect change. And that's how I work with people when I do work with them.
You have a new book coming out as well, Your Ultimate Visionary Mind.
Yes, Transforming Your Life in 30 Minutes a Day. You know, I look at it, you know, you got to work on your mind. And it's the same thing as exercise. You know, it'd be great if we could go to the gym one time.
It's a muscle, right? Brain.
Exactly. But it'd be great if you go to the gym one time, work out one time, and have the perfect body. We'd all like to do that, but that's not realistic. And it's the same thing for your mind. If you're going to take it in a different direction, because all your life you've been programmed to do something one way, you've got to every day work on it just a little bit.
His name is Scott Schmerin. Do you have a website?
You know, people can get a hold of me a couple of ways. You can get a hold of me through Facebook, Scott Schmerin.
And that's spelled S-C-H-M-A-R-E-N.
Right. Or my email address is scott@ultimatevisionarymind.com. And also, if people really want to explore their minds a little bit more, there is a conference in Chicago in October. It's October 18th through the 20th. It's the Mid-American Hypnosis Conference. And what's unique about it is I speak at a lot of conferences. It's open to the public. It's in Northbrook, and it's at the Crown Plaza. And the great thing is on that Friday, they are having, for the public, a Learn Self-Hypnosis seminar. And I think it's great. And you learn how to tap into your mind.
Scott Schmerin, thank you.